This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca. There was a time, in fact, it was about 2.5 weeks ago, when spinach enjoyed the best press a food could hope for. Iron, nutrients, your grandmother saying, eat your spinach, and this guy.
My Popeye the Sailor Man. Boy, I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach.
It's amazing what an E. coli outbreak can do for a food's dinner cred. Now the California spinach industry is trying to find a way to prevent any more outbreaks. Reporter John Sepulveda from member station KAZU in Monterey, California, joins us now. Now, John, I understand that California's produce industry wants to reassure the public, but can they really promise there'll be no more E. coli outbreaks?
No, they really can't. The Center for Disease Control estimates there's somewhere between 60 to 70,000 cases of E. coli 01570 year. So promising to stop these E. coli outbreaks in a region as big as California is like promising to kill, you know, a swarm of locusts with a fly swatter. Still, the investigation into this outbreak is a unique opportunity for the industry and the Food and Drug Administration. They're mobilized, they're aggressively searching for the cause of this outbreak. Now, they've never been able to trace this deadly E. coli all the way back to its original source. If they can do that this time, then they can look at what changes need to happen to keep the E. coli out of the produce supply chain.
Well, let's talk about the original source. Original reports, and this sounds a little like CSI vegetable patch or something, but original reports had the E. coli coming out of organic spinach. Has that turned out to be the case as far as the investigators know?
No, it hasn't. According to the company at the center of the outbreak, Natural Selection Foods, the bags linked to this outbreak are conventionally grown, which basically means their growth is, you know, with synthetic chemicals.
Can you talk a little bit about the history of E. coli outbreaks? There have been quite a few, correct?
Yeah, there's been 9 in the past 10 years. The problem with these outbreaks and tracing them is that they're really hard to track. By the time someone gets sick and the investigation takes place, it's too late. An outbreak in Wisconsin could be tied to one worker in Arizona that didn't wash their hands. By the time the investigators get there, that worker could be somewhere else in the country or on a different field. So since an outbreak source has never been found definitively, the ag industry here has always had some wiggle room to avoid tougher and more costly safety practices because they can basically always say, well, you can't definitively link it, so we don't need to definitively change. The FDA also hasn't been very effective at getting the industry to change and prevent these outbreaks. In fact, many growers believe that the FDA issued this nationwide blanket warning to muscle the entire industry. Basically to force them to change. And the warning has definitely got the attention of everybody, from the guys that sell seeds all the way up to the grocers. This crisis, as it's often called around here, appears to be paving the way for industry reform.
So what would that look like? Would they have to come up with some new rules and new laws, or can they just go by better enforcement of existing standards?
You know, that's a really good question. The one thing that the industry doesn't want is politicians to get involved and create new laws. That seems to be one of their big focuses. As far as like getting tougher, it begs the question really what can be done differently, because they already say it's very safe. The industry will say changes are on the way when they're at the press conferences, but so far they're not saying what those changes are. And they have a long history of fighting changes. That's why one of the most popular ideas is to find pressure points in the system, you know, like links in the supply chain where contamination is most likely to occur, and focus on regulating those.
John Sepulveda from station KAZU, Monterey, California. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.